you off soft and easy at 7 a.m. and we ramp it up one break at a time. Good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House, where we're continuing our conversation on solar. So our broadcast engineer, Mike Reich, throws up CCR. It came out of the sky.
If you're just joining us, we have two special guests in the studio this hour, Dan King of Harman Solar and Mark Bartoletti of Southwestern Solar, who services all of Southern Arizona. Harman Solar services all of Central Arizona. And we, in the next segment, not this one, we're going to jump right to the calls. Although, before we do that, we'll give y'all's offers again. But then we'll talk in the next break about solar versus off the grid, and that just when you hear solar, you shouldn't put off the grid in your mind. That's not exactly what we're talking about here today. Mike, y'all's offer for our listeners today?
Our offer down in the Green Valley area of Southern Arizona is $500 off a solar system purchased with Southwestern Solar. Our number is 520-625-1238. Thank you.
Mr. Harman, Mr. Dan King of Harman Solar.
That's right.
Your father-in-law's Harman.
That's right, he is. APS customers in the greater metropolitan Phoenix area, we're running a promotion through the end of September where we're giving away a free solar system. So for Rosie listeners today, if you call our number, 800-281-3189, and you have a solar assessment before the end of September, you get two entries into the drawing instead of one for the free solar system. And if you do decide to lease or purchase a system before the end of the month, the end of September, then you would get two additional entries, total of four, into the drawing for $5,000 cash. The phone number is 1-800-281-3189. And, of course, operators are standing by to take your call.
I invited Dan into the studio about a month ago just to talk about some new late-breaking news on solar. And it generated so much activity, I thought, I got to try and get him back. And I thought, well, why don't I invite Mike up from Green Valley? Because a lot of times when we have Dan on, we do get a good number of calls from Southern Arizona, and they want to know about the TEP programs. And Dan's pretty well focused on greater Phoenix, Maricopa County area. So we've got solar experts in from all corners of the state right now. If you've got any consideration or any questions or any hesitations about solar, now would be a great time to call and just get a free conversation from two of the Rosie certified solar contractors in the state of Arizona. Now, virtually every line is lit, but the number is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Let's get to the, when we've got this kind of backup here, let's just get to as many callers as we can, get right to the topic. We're going to start with Jay calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being patient, my friend. I appreciate it.
Sure thing. So my wife and I, we're real close to making a decision on going solar. We've received five quotes. One of them was from Harman, in fact. It's a 13-kilowatt system out here in Litchfield Park. The last quote we got, though, included something called solar optimizers. And none of the others had it, and they're saying that it hooks up to each panel and that you can kind of tweak the power coming from each one. I was hoping to get more info on that.
Okay, let's talk optimizers. Mike, you want to visit that conversation?
Yes.
Because Harman was one of the companies that bid it, so we're going to turn his mic off, and we don't know if he's the one that bid the optimizers yet or not, but we're going to let you go. Where's your take on that?
Well, the optimizer is a device that fits on the back of the module. It does several things. It, especially when you have a string inverter, the optimizer kind of balances out the power coming from the string. You could do that in a different way also with a microinverter. It basically does the same thing. So I don't know how much they charge you extra for the optimizer or whether you need it or not. They are actually pretty good when you have some shading issues. It balances out the whole string. So that's basically what an optimizer does.
Okay. Dan King, Harmon Solar, you want to weigh in on this? Are you guys the ones that bid the optimizers?
No, we wouldn't have bid the optimizers. I would say that, you know, evaluate the proposal. I mean, there's a lot of different choices out there in panels and inverters and different technology. And I would say do what shows you the best financial return. I mean, that would be what I would go for. You know, what is it you're ultimately trying to do is save money on your energy bill. And I would go that direction. And then obviously you want to make sure you're picking the right contractor to for the structural, you know, what we do with the structural review and the roofing and everything else. So, you know, weigh that into the equation as well, for sure.
And I don't know what an optimizer is, but it sounds like there are cases where they might be a good idea, but it sounds like there also could be cases where it's another profit center.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Well, I mean, they're more expensive. I mean, I'm not saying we don't do optimizers.
Yeah.
I mean, we have
in the right instance.
Yeah, we have just started. That's relatively newer technology, I would say.
Okay.
A company called SolarEdge, I would imagine, is the one that's offering it, and we are actually just starting to design that. But that's through a particular channel of our business. That's what they choose to sell, and the reason they're selling it is because it's easier from a design perspective. You can put more on a string. From a design perspective, it's easier. And I think that's really more of why people would go that route.
Did he say he was going with a 13
kilowatt system? That's a
big system.
You're probably even looking at possibly needing a service panel upgrade, I would assume, at a system that size.
Yeah,
possibly.
That's a lot of power.
Yeah, it's big.
Okay. All right, Jay, you can look at all the quotes you want from all the companies in the world, but know this, there's only 3 ROSI certified solar contractors in the state of Arizona. Keep that in mind.
And since he called in and we're one of the proposals, I mean, if he wanted to call back, maybe I could get his phone number.
Okay.
I'd be more than willing to maybe offer a special price for him if we're not already the cheapest one.
Okay.
For him. So.
Okay. Very good.
I don't know if we're going to be able to help Andrew because he doesn't understand the tax charges. Well, we're going to need to bring a tax advisor in for probably that answer, but we'll see what we can do. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, one of the reasons I got solar was to save in money. During the wintertime, my bill's $30 to $40, and it's all taxes. But the last couple months, we've generated a lot of solar. And so out of a $140 bill, $40 goes towards the energy that we've used. And then the rest is all taxes. And I don't understand how they can charge me for metering. And then meter reading, and then meter location. And it just seems like APS is making up a bunch of charges to kind of punish me for having solar.
You know, Andrew, all those things you just listed are on every utility bill. I'll tell you what I have done for a lot of people, because the issue of supercooling drags right in behind solar, is I'm like becoming expert at reading utility bills. Why don't you send me the utility bill where you think they weren't on there, and then send me the utility bill where they were on there, and send that to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Put Rosie promised in the subject line, and then my internet screener can screen the thousands that come in and push that one straight to my desk. But just scan in your utility bills and shoot them over to me. I've got a guy that did this just 2 weeks ago. No, 2 months ago. And 2 weeks ago, the recommendations he took that I gave him, in a month, he cut his power bill down by 42%.
Woo! Can't beat that.
It's amazing what you can tell. You look at enough utility bills. I can look at a utility bill and almost tell you how many people are in the house, whether it has a pool or not, right? If it's all electric or dual energy.
Yeah, that's true.
It's amazing. I can't read your American Express number.
And remember, so many people are focused on cutting their utility bill. Your base load, what you spend in December, and if you're on an equalizer, you never really see this. You know, your cooling costs still are only a percentage of your bill. Going solar and taking out your air conditioning and trying to combat that doesn't cut out all your electric use. There's so many other things we don't realize that we depend on. It's just when that cooling cost hits and our bill doubles that we're suddenly panicked. There's so many other power consumers that you're using, you're never going to completely get rid of your power consumption.
I'll be curious for Andrew to please scan me those invoices. And, you know, you can scratch out, black out the account number and stuff. But I'm not familiar that the items on a bill change at all for a solar customer or a non-solar customer.
So the only additional charge that a solar customer would have in APS territory, if you installed your system after December 31st, 2013 is when they instituted that lost fixed cost recovery. That's the technical term that they use. So after that, and that's the 70 cents per kilowatt. Mm-hmm. So that would really, I think, be the only additional charge that anybody would see on their bill if it was installed after that time.
I'd be interested in seeing that bill also, Rosie.
Okay.
Maybe you can forward that to me.
Okay. If he'll send it to me, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
But do we have time to squeeze in one more?
Let's do it. I think
if
we can
nothing
get
else,
Victor.
We can get the question in.
Yeah, I think Victor's is going to be a good answer.
There is an open line if you want to jump in. 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Victor.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Wonderful show. I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
Here's the question. I'm pondering solar. I'm going to be moving into a house in Scottsdale. But I keep hearing a lot of negative things about it. And one important thing that came up is the panels themselves, the life expectancy, and what kind of efficiency. What's the drop or degradation in them?
How fast do the panels drop off?
Most panels have a 25-year production warranty, and I believe they drop off about 2% a year. The most efficient panel you can get today, I believe, is close to 17%, and correct me if I'm wrong, 16.5%.
I think the SunPower modules are more efficient.
Are they 19?
Higher efficiency than that.
19.
I think that you probably see ranges of degradation. SunPower panels are less than 1%, at least that's what they claim.
Well, it's a great question. It goes along with the other side of that question, too, is why should I buy solar now because the technology is going to be so much better tomorrow? Let's talk about that when we get back.